Hey, Shelly here, and welcome back to Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned podcast, where I interview women over 50 who've had amazing life transformations to help inspire you to create and live a life you love. Hey, friends, this was a super fun episode with Heidi Herman. She is an award-winning author, and her book is On With the Butter, Spread More Living Onto Everyday Life. So it shares stories of active living and, you know, that we need to try these new experiences, especially after we turn 50. On With the Butter is an Icelandic expression, which I'm not even going to try to pronounce, but Heidi does in the interview. That means to keep moving, keep going, or get the job done. So it's the conversation with Heidi is about her book. It's also about her mother, who at the age of 93 decided to have 93 new experiences. So I put all of Heidi's information where you can find her book, follow her on social media and website and all that into the show notes. So let's get on with my interview with Heidi Herman. Well, hello, Heidi. Good morning. Thanks for joining me on my podcast. I am super excited that you are here. And like I said in my introduction, Heidi is the author of the book On With the Butter. She's going to tell us what that means. I didn't know what it meant until I read the book. But we're just going to have a conversation about why she wrote the book. She talks about her mother in the book, having some really cool experiences when she was 93. And I'm going to let her talk about that as well. But Heidi, I want to start this interview with a quote. I loved this quote. You don't have to live every day to the fullest, but I'm challenging you to live fully every day, whatever that means to you. And I loved that quote because I think, you know, a lot of times we always hear these, you know, platitudes, live your life to the fullest, be you, be authentic, be all that. But you sort of, you know, turn it around a little different way and just challenge us to live fully every day, whatever that means to you. And I kind of think your book talks to that as well, doesn't it?
That was definitely my goal in the book, is to challenge people to just visualize what an active life means to them, because it's so different for all of us. I'm not somebody who's going to go out and run a 5K or a 10K, but I can be challenged to walk a mile every day and do a nice hike.
Yeah, yeah. So you talk a lot about your mother in the book, but before we get on that, tell us, what does On With the Butter mean? What does that mean?
Well, it was actually inspired by my mom. And she would constantly challenge people to just keep moving. That was her mantra in life, is just keep moving. And after she passed away and I was working on this book, I read an article of Icelandic expressions. And one that I came across was Afram með smörið, which literally translates to on with the butter. And the meaning behind it, that just keep moving, forge ahead, keep on going. And that was just the perfect battle cry, if you will, to encourage people to grab a hold and live every day in a very active way.
And in the chapter in your book, you write about your mother, and your mother does that. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that chapter in your book with your mother?
Well, my mom was always active. And even when she was a child, she had this idea that I want to see what's over the next hill. And you get to the top of the hill and then there's another hill and you just want to grasp onto life. And throughout all of her years, when she was 88, she went paragliding for the first time. And, you know, she went to a rodeo for the first time when she was 90. And when she turned 93, that's when a lot of people were like, wow, Ida, I mean, how do you find these things? How do you stay so active? And she thought it would be really fun to come up with 93 new activities that she had never done before, just to prove that you're never too old for something new. And so that's what I go through in the last chapter of this book, is I actually detail out all 93 new activities that she did between her 93rd and 94th birthdays.
One of the things I really liked about that chapter was I thought your mom did some things that at my age of 59, I've never even done yet. But I also liked how some of her experiences were pretty big experiences. Like she was interviewed for a TV show. You know, that's a big deal. And then also some of her experiences were smaller experiences, you know, going to a certain museum for the first time, and she did some juggling, you know, seemingly small experiences, but still experiences. I think that that's important, that people need to realize that your experience doesn't have to be this great big grand thing like running a marathon, right? It can be something smaller.
Exactly. And that was a lot of the fun of that year is, yeah, she did her first television interview. She did her first podcast interview, but it was also a new experience for her to dress up for Halloween for the first time.
Oh, that's
right. And
she
dyed her hair red. And she tried kohlrabi for the first time. She was not a big fan of vegetables.
Yeah, that or sushi.
And that was a big experience for her to try kohlrabi.
She didn't like sushi either. I remember that.
No.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's great. So you list in your book all sorts of experiences that we as women can you go through a whole list of them. You know, there's one like say yes, which I think I really liked a lot. So what, in particular for women over 40, 50, which is my audience. So what, why is it important for us to have these experiences? Why do you feel it's important for us to experience life as we get older?
And I think it's really important, especially after we get, you know, past 50 and we start looking at retirement and looking at some changes in life. Empty nest is coming. Sometimes we migrate to a single status through a loss of a spouse. And we need to understand that life changes. And sometimes embracing these new experiences, new hobbies, new paths, it's all part of the life experience. And being able to do things like that just can open up a whole new world. I tell the story in the book about an unexpected opportunity I had to fly an airplane. I never saw that one coming, and I never really thought that was something that I would ever have an opportunity to do, but it's an amazing memory now. And it makes me feel like I'm not quite so afraid of crazy situations like that.
I think it's good. That's a great example. And, you know, as you were talking, I was thinking about, I wrote a blog piece not too long ago about to know the things, you have to do the things. But anyway, it's about, you know, how they're always saying, find your passion and purpose and all that. And we often think we have to look back to our childhood. But one of the things, and I'm paraphrasing this, but you mentioned in the book about how you have to try these experiences to know if you're going to like them. Like your mother with the kohlrabi. I mean, it's like we tell our kids all the time, how do you know you're going to like it if you don't try it, right? So for us, it's not just...
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, for us, it's just not going back to when I was a child, I liked to do this. But what right now would you... Like flying a plane. I mean, is that, you know... Is that something you would, I'm talking to the audience here because you've obviously already done tiny, but I'm like, isn't that something you would, that you're thinking, oh, that could be intriguing. I should try that. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like it, don't do it anymore.
Exactly. Exactly. I remember reading somewhere a few years ago that at any stage in your life, you are dramatically influenced by the five people that are closest to you. Mm-hmm. And that can really change your outlook on life, your path, how you think of yourself and others. But if you take that one step farther and look at the five things that you spend most of your time on, how does that impact you as a person? So if you think about those things that you focus on most and that you prioritize most in your life, how does that impact the rest of your life? And that's an exciting thing to think about sometimes, is when we look at our hobbies and whether or not we're really focused on things that are more sedentary or more active. Are they people focused? Are they introverted? Not that any of that is bad. I mean, I go through phases where I spend a lot of time reading and writing and reflecting. I spend time alone because it's a very contemplative phase for me when I'm working on a book. And other times it's like, I am so housebound, I got to get out. And then those are the times where I go out and I do hiking and I play bingo and I go to wine tastings and I just really want to be around people and events. And I know in today's world, we have to distance a little bit. Maybe we're wearing masks and maybe we're talking and not hugging, but still having that connection and interaction and the mental stimulus and the physical stimulus to kind of get out and experience things. It really helps us work through the different phases of life.
I love that. Because I think sometimes we just have this. The one of the reasons I really liked your book was, you know, we just have this idea of experiences and purpose. And, you know, it's not going to be like that all the time. Like you just said, you know, sometimes I just want to, and I'm the same way, sometimes I just want to live in my pajamas and work on a project. And then there's other times it's like, oh my Lord, get me out of here. I don't care if it's a drive around the block or a slog around the neighborhood. So I think we need to, you know, keep in mind, just like I talked about before, they don't have to be these big, huge experiences that you have. I personally have done more things since I turned 50 than I have done my entire life. Seriously, when I started writing them all down.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, but it wasn't that I looked at them. I didn't look at them as necessarily experiences until I read your book. I started looking at them in a different way. And some of the things I love to do and still do, and some of the things I'm like, I'm never doing that again. Never mind. I'm going to start calling it my, what is it? Kohlrabi of life. This is my Kohlrabi.
So I love that.
Yeah. That's going to be my new phrase. I've never tried it, but I just, when your mom was like, I don't think that's for me. It was pretty funny. So, yeah, so this book, you've written another book too, with your mother, correct? You wrote a book with your mom.
Yeah, we actually wrote a few. I think together we have a dozen.
Oh, okay. But I guess I'm just aware of her 93 experience book.
Yes, and that's really how On With The Butter came to exist, because when she finished her year of 93 new experiences, people asked her, well, what's next? And she thought, well, I need to put all these in a book so that people can read it. And she and I were actually working on that book when she unexpectedly passed away. And the book was not finished. And it was very much of a challenge for me to try to finish that. And I ended up making it a sort of a photo journal, because she did not write a lot on each one of them. And once I got done, I thought, you know, this is a wonderful tribute to the year in the life of somebody amazing and active, but I wanted to do something that sort of delved a little deeper so that people had more of this workbook to say, wow, how can I be like that? You know, and I had realized that, you know, she taught me how to live life that way. And I've done so many things in my life and I've been so many places and I just have lots of different hobbies and just crazy things that I've tried. And I realized it's like, that's how she taught me to live. She was definitely more spontaneous and I'm more of a planner. But that was cool when we spent that year together, is that I would learn how to be more spontaneous and she kind of picked up a little bit more of the planning aspect. Yeah. So that's wonderful.
I was just going to ask, you know, I was just going to ask you that question. You answered it. What did you learn from your mother during that whole year of experiences? Sounds like a good time. And I'm sorry to hear that your mother passed. I know that must have been devastating for you after having all those great, that wonderful time with her. So what, you know, with the audience who's listening, or women over 50, what would you say to them to get started on, you know, doing these new experiences, especially if we're a little timid about getting ourselves out there? What should we do?
And I can relate to that. I know some people have read the book, and I read reviews sometimes, and they think, wow, this author is such an extrovert, and she's out there doing things. And I read that sometimes, I think, oh my goodness, I'm so not. I am really such an introvert, and I'm more likely to be the person, you know, in the corner talking to one person at a cocktail party, not in the middle of everything. But I think to get started and really recognize what it is that we like to do and make sure we keep doing that, but then just choose one thing new, and to, whether it's going for a walk in a national forest, or taking a trail, or taking a drive, or shopping somewhere new, or, and that's why I tried to put all these different ideas in the book, is some are things to stay at home and do by yourself. Some are things getting out in nature, or when the time is right and when we feel safe about it, socializing with other people and doing some things like that. But the fun thing is, you can come up with your own way to do any of these things. If you maybe can't have a dinner party with your friends and you can't have them all over, you can have maybe one of these crazy Zoom dinner parties where everybody has that. And, you know, maybe we're all sharing the same recipe and then get together, or order from the same restaurant, and everybody have social hour and dinner together. So, but I think as we age, we have to make those concessions anyway. I know when my mom looked at, she wanted to do a 10K, the Vancouver Sun Run. Mm-hmm. Well, she knew she was not going to run 10K in Vancouver. It wasn't going to happen. But she was happy to walk it. And if she even made it to the end, that was going to be an accomplishment. But just signing up for it and putting that t-shirt on and going to the starting line, that was enough. As it turned out, they had a freak hailstorm and canceled the race.
I remember reading that. I was just going to say, she didn't get to do her 10K, but... But I think you make such an important point, Heidi, and I so appreciate it, is that, you know, it's just like I said, I just say this over and over and over in my group, is that it doesn't have to be this big thing. It does not have to be this big thing. And I think we get so hung up on that, you know, instead of doing the smaller things to get started. So I think that's really super good advice. As I told you before we started recording, I got your book on Kindle, and I started reading, I didn't get through it all, but I really loved your first chapter, Just Say Yes, because I think that really set the tone for not just the book, but for what we're talking about today, is in order to have these experiences, like you talk about, walk on the wild side, take the scenic route, keep learning, is that first of all, you have to say yes to just...
Exactly.
Deciding to have those experiences. So I think that that's an important way to start your book, just to say yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's the start to everything. Mm-hmm. Because it's so easy for us to make excuses. I've never done that before. I've never been comfortable in that environment. And you know, like I started to say, you know, whether it's restrictions because of COVID or it's flu season or simply because we're older. And, you know, I have those days that my knee doesn't cooperate real good or that hip hurts, you know, it happens. And, you know, if we constantly allow ourselves to say, I would, but we can't do that. We have to say, I want to this way, you know, instead of saying, I would do that, but I can't, say, well, that's a great idea. I need to do it this way. You know, maybe you can't. I love the idea of going to the Grand Canyon and hiking down to the bottom of the Grand Canyon. That sounds fabulous to me. Well, I'm not sure if I could really pull that off.
You might not get back up.
I know, right? But I know that I can go to, you know, down here in Phoenix, we have the White Tank Mountains. Mm-hmm. And I know there are some fabulous walking paths there. They're broad paths and they're easy. And I can still get out and enjoy nature and I can do that. Or if I really want to see the Grand Canyon, I can go to the Grand Canyon and I can walk around the upper rim, you know, so maybe I can't hike down to the bottom, but I can hike and I can see the Grand Canyon and I can be outside. So instead of one event, wow, maybe I got three different events. So sometimes making concessions and doing things in an alternative type of approach, that's a good thing. It's okay.
I think that's great advice too, because I know as we get older, I still slog on occasion. I ran a half once and I'll never ever do that again. But not because I can't, but I made the decision not to. But I think as we get older, like, you know, my hip actually hurts right now. So, but I think it's important to not just throw the baby out with the bathwater and say, well, since I can't run a half marathon, I'm not going to do anything anymore. Mm-hmm. It's okay to, it's a mindset tweak. It's okay to instead hike the rim of the Grand Canyon, you know, or something like that. So I think that's great advice, because we tend to think, well, if I can't do this, I'm just not going to do anything at all. So.
And what's the point of that?
Exactly.
You woke up today, you mm-hmm. are alive, you have a mind, you have abilities. Do whatever you can within your abilities, because today is a gift you might not have tomorrow. Live it.
Exactly. So I'm thinking about, I turned 60 in a year and a half. I think I'm going to do 59 experiences before I turn 60. Seriously, I just loved your mother. That just really inspired me, that last chapter of your book with your mother. I think I'm going to have to go and get that photo book that you just talked about that I saw on your website with your mom. I just thought she was adorable. So before we end this interview, it's been a delight. I suggest everybody get the book. I'll put a link down in the show notes below. But what is one small thing my listeners can do today to have a new experience? What one small thing would you ask of them, suggest they do?
I would say, boy, that is such a wide open thing. Mm-hmm. And because all of us approach life so differently. For me, when I'm looking for something new, I love going online, you know, because I'm, and I don't, yeah, I know there are people out there who are not real comfortable with technology.
It can be a new experience for them.
There you go. Yeah, there's your new experience. So I challenge you to go out to a site like Eventbrite or Gold Star or Living Social and find an event, whether it's online or local, something that you've never done before. And trust me, with some of those, oh my goodness, I once went on Living Social to look for some things for my mom, and I saw things like axe throwing and indoor and indoor parachuting. And I mean, there are some things that I didn't even know that was a thing.
right.
But they are wonderful because it's a great mix of things locally in your area or things that are available online if you're not comfortable going out. So no matter which avenue you choose, it's still a wonderful resource for new experiences.
Yeah, that's a good way to get started. I appreciate that. So Heidi, where can we find you? And what's your next new adventure? Do you have any more books in the pipeline, or what's going on? What's going on in your world?
Well, I took a break for a while, and I will admit, we kind of missed Christmas in our house because we actually were dealing with our own quarantine from COVID. So our household had it, and we've gotten through all that. I am back. I'm back to focus on doing my next series of women's fiction. So I'm working on a series of 4 new novels, and definitely looking forward to that.
Oh, fun.
But I've got a lot of presentations coming up with some local libraries and some Scandinavian clubs, talking about my mom's life and some of her events. And so those are always real fun to do. I post all my upcoming events on my website. It's HeidiHermanAuthor.com. And all my social media on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn is Heidi Herman Author. So you can follow me there. My books are available on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and you can go into pretty much any local bookstore and have them order it. So yeah, definitely pick up a copy and be motivated and go out and try something new and try something fun.
Yeah, it's. I'll put the links to all that down below. But it's a fun read. It really is, and I plan on finishing it. But it truly is a fun read. Well, thank you so much, Heidi, for joining us. I had a great time chatting with you, even with our technical difficulties, which you, the audience, will never know about. So, the wonders of technology.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
So, okay, folks, thanks for listening. And until next time, stay awesome.